Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of The Alchemy of True Success. And thanks so much for tuning in to Soul to Profit Radio, bringing business to spirituality and spirituality to business. Each show, we are committed to helping you, our enlightened audience, discover your purpose, share your gifts, and monetize your message. Life is short, so let's get started. Hello, everyone. I'm Jaden Sterling, your host of Soul to Profit Radio, where we assist you to fill your soul and your wallet. Welcome to all my wonderful listeners from around the globe, and especially those who emailed me to say that you're listening in from Germany, the UK, Thailand, Canada, and the U.S. I'm happy to have you with us, and today I have a really special show. You know, there's a lot of changes and things happening globally and locally to our environment, which is having a tremendous impact on people's lives financially, emotionally, and physically. Many people have suddenly become displaced from their homes around the globe in India, Germany, and recently here in Canada as well, as the floodwaters have ripped through communities over the last several weeks. And locally here in Canada, we're doing our part to gather donated items, including clothing, food, bedding, shoes, children's toys. And I want to thank all the wonderfully generous people and businesses from Invermeer and Radium who have donated these items. We're really grateful, and we are working diligently to get some trucks to truck all of these items to people who are in need. So thank you for that. And, you know, because of all of the changes happening for people financially, emotionally, and physically, we have decided, my dear friend Constance Arnold and I sat down, and we decided that, you know, we really need to help our listeners with creating hope again in their lives and working toward increasing their wealth and increasing their business. And, you know, and I think that when something is given attention and given focus, that changes can be made. So today, my dear friend Constance Arnold has agreed to come on the show, and we're going to talk about our very special wealth creation experience that we are going to offer to our listeners over a 30-day period, and I'll get into the details of the actual event that we're going to host, and I'll share the details at the end of the show. But we've decided, and we know for a fact, that when something is given focus and there is a fixed amount of effort and direction in such a way that more than one person comes together, so when a group of people come together to create change in their lives, that change happens. And so we've established a group that, and I'll give you the details at the end of the show, that I think are really going to help make a positive impact in your world financially, and, you know, that's certainly our hope. So I'd like to introduce, for those of you who don't know Constance Arnold, you know, she's been on a guest on my show in the past. She's a dear friend. Constance is the author of Secrets of Success. And for the past two decades, Constance has been a leader in innovative counseling, training, and coaching techniques designed to empower people both personally and professionally. She's a recognized authority on psychology and personal and professional development. Constance has directly impacted 10,000 women in the state of Georgia, where she was contracted to conduct transformational empowerment workshops and coaching for women. Constance has a hugely popular radio show that I personally love to listen to, and it's called Think, Believe, Manifest. And that show is heard in over 121 countries and is on the Law of Attraction radio network. And she is someone who, when I met, I instantly connected with, and I often refer to her as my sister from another mother. So, Constance, welcome again to Soul to Profit Radio.
Thank you so much, Jade. You just made me laugh. It is an honor to be a guest on your show today.
Well, I'm glad I got you to laugh, and I'm grateful for having you come on the show. And I'm grateful to be partnering with you on this endeavor, this 30-day wealth creation experience for people. I think we're going to have a lot of fun with this.
Right, and I'm really excited. Before we get started on that, I just wanted to let all the listeners know what a remarkable job I think that you're doing with your radio show. I listen to your show all of the time, and I gain such knowledge and wisdom and insight that really helps me personally. So I just love how you're able to really break down universal principles so that people can just easily implement those into their lives. So I just want to say thank you, and I really appreciate you, and that I am really excited about collaborating with you over this next 30 days with this wealth creation experience.
Well, wonderful, and thank you for your very kind words. That means a lot to me. You know, you are a true professional in this industry,
and
for you to say that, I'm deeply grateful. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, I'm referring to this show, Constance, really as part two, because when I was on your show this past Sunday, we gave your listeners each of our top two best tips for creating wealth. Do you remember that?
No, you're so right. Yeah, I remember that. And they can go to Law of Attraction Radio Network, and you'll see my beautiful picture. Just click that picture on, and you can listen to the top two tips that Jaden and I shared around really creating wealth. But, you know, the part that I want to emphasize before we get started, Jaden, is when you said earlier about the power of coming together, the power of agreement, the power of prayer. You know, universally, when people come together, powerful and miraculous things begin to happen and manifest in our lives. And one research that's just coming to my mind is that there was a city that was having a lot of crime, and they just decided that everybody would pray for like a minute a day in their own homes. And I think that crime in that city decreased something like 30 to 35%, and that's just a great example of the power of collaboration or the power of agreement. And that's what we're doing with this 30-day wealth creation experience.
Yeah, that's a wonderful example and a tried and true one. And yeah, and we recognize that when something is given the attention and focus, that miracles can happen, changes can happen for people. But it takes work, right? I mean, there's going to be work involved. And Constance and I are giving of our time in a forum on Facebook, and I'll give you the link to that shortly, where, you know, we will come in, we'll answer questions that people have, we'll post updates about certain trainings and things that we can help you with to achieve your goals. So we're super excited. And before we share all the details with our listeners, because I know they want the details, Constance, they're wanting the details, and who blames them? This is going to be a very neat experience. Let's talk a little bit about how people can actually make lasting changes in their life. And I'd like to open up with a quote from Gandhi. This happens to be my wife's favorite quote, and it's called, and it's simply, "Be the change you want to see in the world." So,
wow,
Constance,
I love that.
Isn't that beautiful? And what does that mean to you personally?
Well, you know, when we're thinking around wealth, you know, just in my own life personally, B starts with who you are. And what I had to learn, Jaden, was that whatever I wanted or desired in my own life first, I had to be that. So in my life, 20 years ago, I was really struggling with money and abundance and wealth. And what I felt that Spirit really revealed to me was, Constance, whatever you want or desire, that is what you need to become. And becoming certainly is a process. So for me, I became the best professional counselor, the best corporate trainer that I could become, and I served people far above what I was paid. And Jane, the most amazing thing happened because I really became a solution for different organizations each time that I was giving, you know, my vibration or my frequency was, I am really changing this person's life, this organization's mission statement, et cetera. And so because I was really operating or vibrating in the frequency of being and serving, that was just like me writing a check that came back to me. Because whatever you be, you're going to get that back. Whatever you give, that will come back to you. And you've heard me say many times, Einstein says that it is the boomerang effect, that whatever you make happen for others will come back around and boomerang in your own life. And so for listeners today, or wherever you're listening, instead of trying to get money, I would say to you, begin to be. Where in your life can you serve? Where in your life can you become a light? Where in your life can you become an answer? Where in your organization, in your world, in your sphere of influence, can you become the solution for a person or an organization or a city, a country, or a state? So that's what being has meant in my own life personally. And it's a universal law.
That is, and I really like that. And it reminds me of that quote from Zig Ziglar, where if you help enough other people get what they want, you too will get what you want.
So true. You know, I think people need to get their minds off of money, because money is really just a byproduct of your consciousness. And if your consciousness is one of giving, of serving, of sharing, of being a solution, then that will come back to you.
Yeah,
I agree.
And so
it's really getting your mind off of self and onto others.
You know, and that's a huge, huge impactful statement that you just made, because oftentimes people almost think that's counterintuitive, because they think, well, how do I bring in more money if I'm not focusing on my needs or if I'm not focusing on money? And you're absolutely right in what you said, and I've known that to be true in my entire life. The minute that I start focusing on my needs, my material needs, or my, you know, bank account, or I want to see more money in there, or whatever it is, I actually stop the flow of money coming to me. But the minute that I turn my focus toward, who can I be of service today? Who can I serve? You know, whose life can I make a positive impact on today? Then I start to see when new opportunities come to me and new people start to come in. And as we know, that is the path to money, right? Through people and opportunities.
Right. You know, that is so true. And interestingly enough, last night I was listening to a biography about Henry Ford, and his whole premise, I think in the 1920s, he was a billionaire and the wealthiest man in the world, but his whole premise was, how can I manufacture cars but also help all of my employees and give them stock options? That was his whole focus, and they were saying that money was not even his focus. And so, Jane, I love what you said. If your focus is on serving, being a solution, helping others, and sharing, then money will come to you.
Yes, I really like that. He was an incredible man, and you know, we were blessed to visit his winter home in Florida a few times. We took the kids there, and we really enjoyed touring it. But we also recognized that he lived very close to Thomas Edison. They had homes that were joined by what they called a friendship path, and they created a path out of stones to connect the homes. And so it was clear that they were very close friends, and they often entertained one another and spent a lot of time together. And it was their bond and sharing their ideas together, you know, that they even collaborated on a few projects together, and that helped move. Yeah, it helped move their individual pursuits and goals forward. And I think that's another thing that is really important about the energy of money and wealth and creating, is it's really a collective thing. You know, we often hear that it's lonely at the top, and that is such a false belief. That, you know, the reality is it takes a lot of people and helpful people to, in order to move our businesses forward, in order to move our products and services, and therefore to have wealth come to us. Would you agree with that? Or,
you know, I agree with that. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that says two are better than one. And that's so interesting. And even just a synergistic approach in business, where large Fortune 500 companies understand the power of collaboration. For example, Delta and Northwest Airlines, they understand that when two like-minded businesses come together with a specific mission, that they can accomplish powerful things. Wachovia and Wells Fargo coming together, merging together, and Jaden, like you and I, coming together. And so you have like-minded people with the same faith, same belief, same vibrational frequency coming together, brainstorming, really bouncing ideas off of each other so that your business would be expanded. And that's why I don't know anyone who makes it successfully and maintains that success without collaboration, without intimate relationships, without people on the same frequency and vibration that comes together to really create their dreams. And Jane, the most interesting thing happens that when you get people together on the same frequency or vibration or same faith and belief, and they believe in wealth and you believe in wealth, then money does begin to come to you.
Isn't that something?
Amazing.
It is amazing. It's really not that hard, is it?
Well, you know, money does have a frequency. You know, every thought has a frequency. Each one of your words has a frequency. And so let's just say Jaden and I are together when we were on the cruise, Web Creation Cruise. And I know most of the time, probably unconsciously, he and I were both thinking abundance, prosperity, wealth, more than enough, increase. That's just a part of our DNA. So when you get two of us together, miracles start happening. And I'll share this with your audience, Jaden, that since you and I decided that, and it was Jaden's brilliant idea, by the way, I'm just sort of tagging along here. And,
well, we know that.
When we decided to do this, yes, that's true. Mm-hmm. When we decided to come together in this wonderful, magnificent collaboration, and Jaden said, Constance, we're just going to serve. And I said, I'm in agreement with you. Once we taped my show on Sunday, I have had so many money miracles, Jaden.
Really? Well,
and
tell me.
Well, I've had people contacting me for speaking engagements and coaching. Mm. They say, I've been listening to your show, but I felt led to contact you now. And I think that was because that our pure intent was just to serve, not to get anything from people. And as you're going to hear later on, we're going to be coaching people for free who really accomplish certain goals. And so that's what's been happening in my life.
Well, I am so happy for you, and thank you for sharing that. And it's a testament to the fact that this already is working. You know, the very thing that we desired to have for other people is working already, and that's fantastic. And so let's get into a few nuts and bolts, and I hope people are taking notes. Hope you have a pen and paper there in front of you to write some of this down, because Now we want to shift into, you know, helping people make changes, because we recognize that if we look at a situation, or as some people refer to as a problem that they have in their life, and some, you know, may be looking at the current experience of a lack of money in their bank account right now and wanting to or desiring to increase more or have more come to them, that in order to do that, the key is for them to change the way they're looking at that problem, that they have to bring a complete set of different thoughts or a thought process into discovering the solution than they brought to bringing in the current problem. So they have to look at it through a different set of lenses. And I think one way to do that is, I'm going to give four steps right now for people to consider. And the first one is to create a pre-written plan. And what I mean by that is to write down the in to put in writing what you desire to experience from this 30-day wealth creation experience. So whatever it is you that you personally desire. And we encourage you to consider the personal aspects of your desire, like Constance and I have been talking about being of service, about having a larger vision than just your personal needs or wants. And it's really important to put this in writing. The next thing is to bring in mental clarity to this process, because oftentimes when people are confused, they react from a place of confusion, and they make decisions based on a confused state rather than having a clear mental picture of what they desire to experience. So whatever you need to do to gain mental clarity, and it may mean journaling, it could mean doing a bit of meditation, perhaps exercising. It also could mean talking to a friend or mentor who has already gone through what you're currently experiencing. You know, so you're doing your own collaborative process, and that's really important. Talk to someone who, and Constance and I are making ourselves available through a group format that we'll share in a moment. But if you know of someone who you live near or you've done business with who has already gone through successfully what you're currently going through, talk to them. You know, I'm sure that there's someone who is out there who would be more than happy to assist you. And I mean, you know, we all know how good we feel when people ask our opinions and want our advice, and they'll feel the same if you turn to them as well. The other two parts are, and I talked about this first one already, which is focus. There's something that happens when you have a singular focus that nothing can get in your way. And we've all had this experience where we've desired something so intensely that we didn't, you know, we couldn't eat or sleep. We just had to, you know, create that very thing that we focused on. You know, maybe it was finishing writing a book or painting a beautiful piece of artwork or training for a triathlon, you know, whatever it is that got you so excited and so enthusiastic and focusing your effort in a direction. And that's really vitally important, particularly when you're starting out, you know, perhaps if you're starting out a new business venture or looking into a new collaborative opportunity, you know, whatever it is, really bring some quality focus to that. And the other component, which Constance and I will both speak to, is, and do you have anything that you want to add so far to these first three?
No, I'm taking copious notes myself. Go ahead.
You're taking okay, wonderful. I love you. You make me laugh. The other part is the discipline that comes with the energy of money. And money has two distinct energies attached to it. The first one is discipline, and the other is creativity. And I'd like you to, each of our listeners, to consider how you are currently being disciplined in your approach to wealth creating, and that could even mean being disciplined to not spend money on credit cards any longer. It could mean bringing discipline to sitting your butt in the chair to finish that book that you were writing in order to send it out and into the universe for it to come bring money back to you and impact people's lives. It could mean being disciplined enough to not go to the shopping mall every weekend and spending money without thought or without reason or purpose. So whatever discipline means to you, and everyone, you know, this will all have a different resonancy and meaning for each person listening. But the reality is the energy associated with money is, like I said, twofold. It's creativity and it's discipline. And you have to have both in order to bring money to you, in order to raise your vibration to connect with the energy of money. So, Constance, what are your thoughts on those, on creativity and discipline?
Discipline is so important. And I always say that wealth consciousness is an inside job. And so there are three phases of manifestation. You be, you do, and then you have. And so I think for our listeners that they, doing this 30-day process, that they really need to consciously create wealth rituals or daily habits. I can take a look at your rituals and tell where your future lies. I can take a look at what you're doing in a consistent way on a daily basis and determine what will happen in your life. So the discipline of every day getting up and being grateful for what you have, because we know from that foundation of being grateful and appreciative for what you have, wealth can come. The discipline of your I am wealth statements, whatever they may be over this next 30 days. It might be I am increasing in abundance. I am increasing more and more. I'm open to receiving wealth. The discipline of every day doing creative visualization, seeing yourself beyond where you are now in that place at the end of these 30 days, how will your life look? The discipline of acting as if, and what would your life look like at the end of 30 days? It might be at the end of 30 days you might be able to take your children to Disney World and how excited they are and how excited you are. And you see yourself acting as if you're calling the making reservations and hotel accommodations, et cetera. So the discipline of doing that every day and the discipline of scripting, writing out an ideal scene of what your life would look like. So I would say every day, Jane, getting up, spending time, it doesn't have to take a long time, and whichever one of these exercises resonates with you, do that in a disciplined way every single day.
I like that. And we've even thought of asking people to start a wealth creation journal that during the course of the 30 days starting July 8th, that you will put in writing what you desire to achieve over those 30 days. And also, just like you would, you know, if your goal was to lose weight, you would start a food journal. So you would become aware of all the food that you ate for that 30-day period. So what we're asking you to do with this wealth creation experience is to start a journal where you are keeping track of the things that you're doing in order to grow your business, you know, so you'll be tracking this on a daily basis. How many calls did you make to your current customers? How many people did you ask for to buy your products or services? You know, all of these aspects that affect your business individually. So, yes, I like that disciplined approach, and then the creativity, you know, allowing for your creative side to, because then you're embracing the whole brain, right, the left and right side,
right.
And you're bringing those two aspects to your wealth creation experience. So now we only have about 16 minutes left, Constance, and why don't we talk a bit about the actual what we're doing for people, because they heard on your show what we're doing, but now they need to hear it on mine what we're up to. What do you say?
I say let's go for it, and I'm going to let you do that, and I'm going to comment on it. And we're really excited about this experience. And we're so excited that you're joining in. And Jaden, already I'm getting emails and people are really liking the Wealth Creation Cruise on, not cruise, Creation. I just came off of a cruise.
Yes, we did.
On Facebook. I must still be on cruise mode. And so we're really excited, and we know that it is no accident that you are listening to Jaden's show. And I want to say this about him. He is really a master in creating wealth, and how blessed you are that he has chosen to really assist you and to help you in creating the life of your dreams, because his desire is for you to have freedom. And so, you know, you're really, really blessed to have this opportunity, and we know that it is no accident that you're even listening in. So, Jaden, you can go ahead and share the logistics and the specifics of exactly what's going to happen over this 30-day period.
Yes, I will. I'd be happy to. And, you know, Constance and I both believe that what you put your mind to, you can do. And our intention is really simple. We desire to assist each one of our listeners, you know, whoever wants to become a part of this, in changing your wealth mindset and wealth experience over the course of the 30 days. And, I mean, the reality is, look, you can do anything for 30 days, right, Constance? You can do anything.
Right.
Right. So if you believe, too, that you can, this experience is perfect for you, and this is how you get started. Monday, July 8th, we'd like you to have in writing the following three things. And these are the three focus points that we have honed in on for this 30-day experience. Now, before I read the three, I'd like you to know that, you know, you can pick one of these, two of these, or all three of these if you so desire. But you know, that's going to be up to you and what you believe you can manifest or create over 30 days. So the first topic is your monthly cash flow. And what I mean by that is put in writing your current monthly cash flow from all sources that you're currently receiving. So if you – now, if for some people who aren't paid on a regular monthly basis, that's okay. Just aggregate your income over 12 months, take your annual income, divide it by 12, and that will give you a monthly figure. So, and then if you have income from multiple sources, write down the income from each source. So, you know, whatever that looks like for you, get your numbers, and we need definitive starting points for you. Number two is regarding qualified prospects for your business. This is what this means is for you to put in writing how many qualified prospects that you already have in your pipeline, if you have a business, that you think you can convert into clients over starting over a 30-day period. And lastly, the third category is regarding debt, and this what we mean here is your personal consumer debt, excluding your mortgage or student loans, if that applies to you. So this is consumer debt. Consumer debt is our credit cards, their personal loans, their gas cards, Bloomingdale's credit card, you know, that kind of thing. So whatever personal debt that you have, again, we're excluding mortgages and student loans. So you'll add all of those up, and you're going to get a starting point with that. So, Constance, did I explain that clearly enough, our three categories?
You did. And, you know, we've already have a couple of people who says that they have stopped using their credit cards.
And they have
frozen their credit cards.
Yeah, that's wonderful, because on your show I shared a quick way to help people stop accumulating debt, and that is put your credit cards in the freezer, freeze them in water, and because then, you know, it's not like you're cutting them up, but you'll still, if you want access to them, you'll have access to them. It'll take a little while to melt the ice, probably. You'll be standing there with a hairdryer.
That's true.
And trying to melt the ice away from the credit card. But at any rate, it does a few things. It freezes the debt, physically, you know, like it, and energetically, because you're not able to go out and spend more money on the credit cards, and you're not able to, the debt doesn't grow because it's frozen, and on an energetic level as well. So good. I'm glad to hear people are taking the advice already.
Right.
See, we're already impacting lives.
We are. And, you know, Jaden, you know, I just want to share with listeners today that even though we're focusing in on wealth creation, that in other areas of your life, the discipline of your eating, the discipline of exercise, the discipline of other things, it will flow over into those other areas because we're really utilizing universal principles.
Very good point, because we're focusing on the being part, right? Because as we become
Absolutely.
More disciplined, and yes, the focus for that 30-day period is wealth, and who knows, Constance, we'll see how well this goes, and we may end up, you know, having other focuses on other 30-day periods. We'll see.
I love it.
I do too. That'll be fun. Okay, so now let me share with you the intended goals for each category. The first category was monitoring, getting a monthly cash flow number from all sources. So what we're looking for here is for people to increase their monthly cash flow by 20%. Okay, increase by 20%. And we have written all of this down for you, so if there's something you missed, don't worry about it. You can go to, we're going to send you to a Facebook group where all of this is in writing, and you'll see it for yourself as well. Number two is to add 20 new qualified prospects that you can convert to clients. So we're looking for you to add 20 new people into your prospecting database who are qualified leads for you. You know, these are warm prospects that you know at some point you're going to be able to convert to clients and do business with. Now, you don't have to start doing business with them within the 30-day period. However, I think some of you will find that you will be able to convert some of them during the 30-day, but we're looking for 20 new qualified prospects. And regarding total debt, our initiative our intention is to help you reduce your debt by 20%. So it's a 20-20-20 deal here. Okay, so let me reiterate, increase monthly cash flow by 20%. That's regarding number one. Number two, add 20 new qualified prospects that can be converted to clients. And number three, reduce your debt by 20%. Now, like I said earlier, you can pick either one of these, two of these, or all three of them to focus on. It's up to you. Either way is great. It doesn't matter to us. We are just looking for and hoping that you'll be making some of these great changes in your life. Because if you accomplish one of these or all three, your life has been positively impacted. Right, Constance, don't you think?
So true. And, you know, just by taking these action steps, the entire universe conspires to help you. Invisible forces, of course, you know, I believe in angels, will come and assist you in really accomplishing your goals. And so that's why I'm so excited about it, that when you begin to move, the entire universe conspires to help you.
Oh, it does.
That's an awesome way of thinking.
Yeah, very well said, and it's so true. So part of what initiates that assistance from the universe is when something is given focus and attention and put in writing. That's why we're encouraging everyone, start a wealth creation journal, and every day write in your journal the steps that you took on a daily basis to either increase your monthly cash flow, add qualified prospects, or to reduce your debt. Okay, so that's the key. We want you to monitor this on a daily basis, because then what you can do is, after, let's say, the first 7 days, you can look back and you can say, oh, well, what did I do this week to increase my monthly cash flow? What did I do to meet new client qualified prospects? Or how did I stop spending money, and what did I do to reduce my debt? So that's I think that's really important. And Constance and I have talked about it. We agree that if you do three things every day to either bring more business into your business, which is, you know, or ask for the order, like get comfortable with asking people to buy your product or service, that's huge. or you know, attract more clients and providing quality service to your current clients, you will find yourself being able to achieve these goals. What are your thoughts, Constance?
So true. So true. I don't need to add anything to that. And you know, Jane, if people are deliberate, intentional, and consistent at the end of these 30 days, I just believe that things are operating in the universe in an accelerated energy mode, and that people will really accomplish things that will be beyond their wildest dreams just by being consistent, just by being disciplined, just by being deliberate and creative. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yes, so true. I really like that. I mean, the energy is ripe for this to happen. The, you know, we're in the age of ascension. Energy is moving more quickly. Things are happening more quickly. And your conscious thought in this 30-day period, or thoughts and actions, are key to your success with this. So be really cognizant of what you're thinking about. And if you have any, you know, doubts or worries step in, just stop them instantly in their tracks and change your thought to something much more positive. So let's share with our listeners the rules here. As I mentioned, this starts July 8th and ends August 8th. Constance and I will do everything we can to assist you in achieving your goals. We also, during that 30-day period, are going to hold free teleseminars, and we're going to announce the schedule in the Facebook forum, which I'll give you that link in a moment. And you know, we're going to post frequently in the group forum as well and answer any questions that you have. Now, there are, in addition to you changing your wealth experience, you're also going to receive a huge grand prize from us, and those
right.
I mean, there's some goodies here. And for those who reach one or more of the three targeted goals, you will win a free, and this is not just one person winning this, this is whoever reaches these goals, you're going to receive a free 50-minute consultation with Constance and a free 50-minute consultation with myself, and that's over a $500 value.
At least.
At least.
Wow,
I mean,
that's amazing.
Yeah, so we're excited. We hope that we'll be busy for hours and hours assisting and coaching a lot of people who, you know, who achieve these goals. And this is what you'll do. Go to facebook.com, and it's /groups. Hopefully everyone's writing this down. facebook.com/groups/wealth creation experience. Let me repeat that. If you go to Facebook, you can even search under Facebook for Wealth Creation Experience Group, and we are there. We'll add you to the group. It's a private group. You have to be added to it. And what we'd like for you to do is post, you know, post what's working for you, post where you're getting good results, you know, join in on the conversation that, again, we are bringing together like-minded people who have a similar goals and similar intentions, and that is what we know. What gets monitored gets changed, and as Constance so beautifully said, when two or more people come together in a thought process that is unified, miracles happen.
And I am so excited about it. And I want to tell our listeners tonight, make sure you tell your friends and your family about this wonderful opportunity. And as Jaden so eloquently stated earlier, he and I are really here to serve. And we believe that at the end of this 30-day experience, that your life will never be the same again. It will be radically changed.
Yes, absolutely. Constance, where can our wonderful listeners find your work?
Okay, you can go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com, or you could go to my radio show page, which is loaradionetwork.com, and you can click on my shows. I have almost 220 archive shows, but we will be posting. It'll be on my website. I'm going to be talking about it on my show, and I'm excited about the unlimited possibilities that exist in your life today.
I am too, Constance. Thank you so much for being a part of this wealth creation experience for people. It's going to be awesome to see the changes for people. And much gratitude to you and to your work. And for those of you who want to find out more about my work, go to jadensterling.com. You can spell it anyway, J-A-Y-D-E-N or J-A-D-E-N-Sterling.com. And that will give you more information about the work that I do as well. So, Constance, I think we've got a really fun thing happening here. Again, July 8th is the start date, and that happens to be my birthday. I'll be 45 on July 8th.
Oh, you don't look a day over 21, Jay, and I don't believe a word you're saying.
Have I told you how much I love you?
I love you.
So, everyone, July 8th, get ready. Have your journals ready. Have your starting numbers, and we will see you in the Facebook group. Thanks, everyone. Have a terrific week, and remember to fill your soul and your wallet. Take care, everyone. Thank you, Constance.
You're welcome.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.